The fourth generation is based on the importance paradigm, knowing and doing what's important, rather than simply responding to what's urgent, is foundational to putting first things first. In this section, we'll ask you to examine your own paradigms carefully, whether you're operating from a paradigm of urgency or one of importance has a profound effect on the results you're getting in your life.
In order to focus on the issues of urgency and importance more effectively, let's discuss the time management matrix, which characterizes the way we spend our time in four categories. Now, in your mind's eye, try to see a square divided into four equal parts. We'll call them quadrants. Quadrant 1, the upper left-hand quadrant, represents things that are both urgent and important. Here's where we handle an irate client, we meet a deadline, repair a broken-down machine, undergo heart surgery, or help a crying child who's been hurt. We need to spend time in Quadrant 1. This is where we manage, where we produce, where we bring our experience and judgment to bear in responding to the many needs and challenges which press upon us. Remember, Quadrant 1 is important, and it's also urgent. Now, Quadrant 2 is in the upper right-hand quadrant. Now, this includes those activities that are really important, but they're not urgent. They don't have to be done right now. We could call this the quadrant of quality. Here's where we do our preparation, our planning. We anticipate, we prevent, we build relationships, we broaden our mind, we take advantages of opportunities that we have discerned but not yet pursued. This is the area of learning and professional development. This is where we can visualize and envision how we're going to help our struggling son or daughter. This is where we prepare our thoughts and our feelings to do deep, honest listening, and where we do that listening. Quadrant 2 is so challenging because it doesn't act on us. We must act. We must use proactivity, a high level. This is the quadrant of personal leadership. Quadrant 3 is almost a phantom of Quadrant 1. It's the lower left-hand corner quadrant. It includes things that are urgent but not important. Many phone calls, meetings, and drop-in visitors fall into this category. In a sense, it is the quadrant of deception because the noise of urgency creates the illusion of importance. But the actual activities, if they're important at all, are only important to someone else. Now, of course, if those other people are truly important to you, what is important to them becomes important to you as well. So it becomes Quadrant 1. That is, it is both urgent and important. But we're talking here about Quadrant 3 things that are not important, but they are urgent. It is absolutely amazing to see the amount of time most people spend in Quadrant 3. Time spent meeting other people's priorities and expectations, whether they're important or not, thinking they're really in Quadrant 1. Also, in simply responding to that which is pressing, to that which is proximate, right in front of us, things that are urgent but not really important. Let's look at Quadrant 4. It's the lower right-hand corner. It's reserved for those activities that are not urgent and not important. It is the quadrant of waste. We shouldn't even be there at all. We often simply escape to Quadrant 4 for a sense of survival. But there's no survival there either because leisure is in Quadrant 2. It's important, but not urgent. So Quadrant 4 could be characterized by reading addictive light novels, habitually watching mindless television shows, or gossiping endlessly around the water fountain at the office. Quadrant 4 is not survival, it's really deterioration. If you're like most people, you're probably spending the majority of your time in Quadrants 1 and 3. And what's the cost? If urgency is driving you, the first things, the truly important things, are simply not receiving your time and attention.